Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnah, as we do every single day. Liyulei Nishmas, Sarah Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak, learning in the shul this month, graciously sponsored. Liyulei Nishmas, Yaakov Menachem Mendel, Reb Chaim Yishaya, and Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Yitzchak, Reb Masechta Yevamos. We're in the sixth parak, Mishnah, Beis, and Gimel, and the Mishnah begins as follows. Yesterday we learned that if somebody has a relationship with the Yavama, no matter what the circumstances, no matter how it happens, whether he engaged in beer with her intentionally, whether she responded intentionally, whatever the case is, the Yibam happens. The same thing is true if somebody has a relationship with anyone who he's not allowed to have relations mentioned in the Torah. And even though those relations were mistaken, deliberate, forced, or in the different direction, Achas Mikol Arayos, Opsulos, or someone who's disqualified, like an Almanah L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutzah L'Kohen Hedrit, Zeres U'Nesin Eli Yisrael, or Basi Sol Mamzul Nasim, somebody who is physically now, based on Kedusha, a Kohen Gadol can't marry a widow, a divorcee can't marry a Kohen Hedrit, a Mamzer can't marry a Jewess can't marry a Mamzer. In all of these instances, these are called Yisuri Kedusha, even if it was mistake, or deliberate, or forced, or partial, or be a shalom kedarka. In all these situations, Pesela, he disqualifies her from the kuna, even though it was a mistake. He thought it was mutter, but it wasn't. She can't be married to a kohen or a truma if she's the daughter of a kohen. We don't distinguish between a bia kedarka and a bia shalom kedarka, whether it was normal or an abnormal type of relation. By the way, if a girl happens to be the daughter of a kohen, and she's also married as a widow to a kohen gadol, or she married as a divorcee, or a woman who had chalitza to a kohen hedjot, even though it's only irisin, she can't eat truma. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, say, until there's a bia, there's nothing wrong with her yet. But if they get widowed or divorced and she wants to go back home, like the Torah says, so if it's only from Erisin, she can go back home and resume the right to eat truma. But once she has bia, once she has a full-fledged marriage with the individual, so then all of a sudden she's no longer going to be able, she is a physically psula to the Kohen, the husband, and that is a problem. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.